The Crude Life with host Jason Spiess.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground running. And I must say, I've never seen so much weakness in one place. It was a 20-inch bicep with no strength, cause you've been wrapping it around all the wrong things.
Welcome to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spiess. Thank you folks for tuning in and joining the conversation here today. Fabulous show in store for you. We go all over the North American continent today. We start in Williston, North Dakota. All right, we're going to continue our ongoing story of evolution hybrid or EVolution hybrid, the capital E, the capital V. It's an evolution happening out in Western North Dakota at Train ND Northwest, where they're taking in a traditional combustion engine that comes in a semi, and they're going to hybrid it with an electric vehicle engine. So we've got Kenley Nebaker, the executive director for Train ND Northwest, as well as Levi Perkins, president of Perkins Electric Innovations, joining us here today. Last interview, we kind of gave an overview of the project, and today I kind of want to get to some specifics, maybe the 5,000-foot view, maybe 3,000-foot view a little bit, maybe some weight on some things. Let's get into it so people can whet their appetite a little bit more about what exactly this project is happening, this evolution hybrid. Kenley, let's go ahead and start with you. Kind of give an overview, set the table a little bit, context, what this project is. And, you know, kind of how this came about. Maybe, you know, four or five floors on the elevator pitch.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for having us on there, Jason. But continuing this story, we're excited about this project and where it can go. Really, the idea kind of started as part of our EDA grant that we put in for... There was an electric vehicle component to that, and as we looked at the different electric vehicles that are in the semi range, so the Class 8 semi, what we saw was really a lack of options, a lack of possibility, a lack of production, really. And so as we dug into it a little bit deeper, and a huge thanks to Levi for kind of opening my eyes to the possibilities, that we saw that there's, you know, we'd like to show that there's the possibility of a better way out there, of a marriage between the narrative that everything needs to go full electric versus the fight that everything needs to stay fully fossil fuel driven. We see the opportunity for there to be both, kind of a marriage of both, and take advantage of both worlds. So we're excited to kind of see where that takes us and go from there.
Levi, let's take the conversation, put it in your direction a little bit. Your company has been selected as the company in order to make this possible. Let's talk about some different ways that this can be possible. One of the first things that comes to mind is the weight. A lot of the electric cars, they're finding out the batteries weigh a lot more than your traditional gas engine car. So when we talk about the weight on something like this, how is that explained to the average person? How do you go about tackling something like that? And first of all, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Excuse me. Thank you, Jason. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to discuss some of the possibilities with our project and just the future, I think, of transportation in general with you and Kenley today. Just looking at the, you know, one thing that I thought would be, I think, really interesting to kind of discuss is the right now there's, I think in the recently. So Jason, just some of my background, I grew up in Southern Idaho and had a lot of background in like the fab industry, like the metal fab industry and farming in general. I grew up on a farm, and studied some in welding engineering, but then eventually studied like diesel technology and being a technician on the bigger Class 5 through Class 8 trucks, heavy-duty trucks. And one thing that I was really aware of was just the evolution of the drivetrain on the trucks, both with the axles and engines, but also so much more with the with just trying to a reduction in fuel consumption and aerodynamics. And it's a really rapidly changing industry right now. And I don't know, there's just so many things to discuss in regards to where the industry is going. And even with some of the things currently that are happening with fuel crisis and things like that. So I don't know what direction you want me to go, Jason, but you just point me in a direction. And
well, let's start with the weight. That's one of the things that people bring up right away. I mentioned the weight of the battery and just, you know, weight of semis and the roads and all kinds of, there's a 100 different ways, but yeah, let's start with the weight. Cause that seems to be, whether you're in Congress or whether you're at the home, that comes up quite a bit.
Okay. So just some numbers that we could think about. Most Class 8 trucks, and there's a lot of different varying models between all of the manufacturers, but there's a lot that's similar. And the less that a truck can weigh, the more freight you can haul, and essentially the higher income and revenues that you can have per year per truck. So for fleets, the lighter the truck, the better in most regards. So most Class 8 trucks that are, you know, your conventional trucks, some of them will have sleeper cabs, some will have double sleeper cabs on them, and a lot of other accessories, several other accessories like auxiliary power units on them and drop steer axles, and some will run larger 24.5 tires versus 22.5 tires, and there's quite a bit of difference in weight even there, but most of them are going to be in the 18,000 to 25,000 pound range. And that would be, so up, we climb up towards 25,000. They can be more than that. Some wrecker trucks that are, you know, your Class 8 wreckers, they could be 35,000 or 40,000 pounds by themselves with the wrecker body, but they're different. So if we're talking about a tractor that's designed to hook onto a trailer and that has double or the tandem drive axles, probably going to be in the 18 to 25,000 pound range full of fuel.
To listen to the full length interview, check out the website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Don't go anywhere, folks. We have more exclusive interviews and content coming right around the corner. My name is Jason Spies, and this is The Crude Life Week in Review.
The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
Who wants to save up to 90%? Well, you can at MyPillow right now for a limited time with their overstock sale. Get your holiday shopping done today with these incredible savings. Check it out. My slippers save $90 regularly, $139.98 on sale for $49.98 with the promo code Otis. Single bath towels save 50% with the promo code Otis. Women's sleep shirts regularly $59.98 on sale for $11.99 with the promo code Otis, plus much, much more with this huge clearance sale at MyPillow. Go to the website MyPillow.com, click on the radio specials, use the promo code Otis, or use the telephone 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Up to 90% off at MyPillow right now if you use the promo code
Otis. First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
It takes an industry to build a forest. Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life. Did you know about half the trees planted in the last 20 to 30 years have died within the first year? Lack of watering, transplant shock, special interest groups, poor growing conditions are just a few reasons it takes an industry to build a forest, and that is exactly what the industrial forest does. Sustainability sheds, critical pipeline systems are implemented to ensure the forest survives and absorbs carbon for decades to come. It takes an industry to build a forest. If you're interested in sustainable forests, growing industry jobs, check out theindustrialforest.com. That's theindustrialforest.com.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us.
Welcome back to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We're going to head north of the border to talk to Canada's greatest export, Terry Edom.
So it's sad, though, when regular news has gone to that, to where they're now just sitting back, just sitting on social media, waiting to report on someone.
Yeah. Just feeding off of someone else. You mentioned Greta. So
yeah.
Canada's energy in 2019 could be summed up by two pictures. Our Prime Minister Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, when Greta was on her world tour, she came over here in her multi-million-dollar boat, and she landed in Ottawa. He gave her a hero's welcome. He met with her, of course, a photo op. So there's one picture that hit the news where here he is giving an audience to this kid. And then he actually went and marched with her in protests in Montreal. So here he is at the front of this pack of orchestrated school children, all carrying signs saying fossil fuels are killing the planet. And that summed up Canadian energy right there. And that's all that camp, that social media horde that's been pushing the anti-fossil fuel movement. That's all they needed to hear from Canada. Here's Canada in two pictures, and here's what their leadership believes. Here's the direction they're going, and the investors around the world could see that. So you're right. It's a social media dominated narrative now. So that's how the big Bloombergs and Reuters and whatever, the New York Times and LA Times, they pick up these things and like, oh, here's Canadian energy. There's Trudeau with Greta. And it's a done deal. And then there's the industry in the background just doing what they do, not having a clue how to engage audiences or because they've just never had to do it before and still not being good at it. And they just get overran by this messaging. And there's been people saying there's an energy shortage coming. There's an energy shortage coming. There's an energy shortage coming. And no one listened, or they laughed at them and they said, wind and solar are here and they're going to take over. And it's just don't listen to the dinosaur. They're just fighting to save their dying industry. And now it turns out that all of those people were right. But it's kind of too late now.
Terry Edom is our guest. Just about 5 minutes left here. And you mentioned this, you know, I call it oil field entitlement, but it is an oil field arrogance. And there are a number of leaders that, and I tell this story all the time, that I was sitting in an office down in Dallas, and it's one of the top energy companies in the United States, and there was four C-level suite executives in this meeting. This was 2020. And when I, you know, started talking about the image of the industry in comparing it to the smoking ban, about how a lot of the public shaming they did through the smoking ban with the manipulation of information and just the public shaming and all this other stuff, boy, they could not have kicked me out of that room faster. They did not want to hear it. I was blackballed. I'm not kidding you. Less than a week later, the front page of the Wall Street Journal was about how it said the oil industry is the new cigarette industry, the new tobacco. Big oil is new big tobacco or something like that. And I thought, boy, we had close to, if not more, than $1 million worth of executive salaries in that room. And not one of them, not one of them could see even closely what I was talking about. And not only could they not see it, they got really upset and dug their heels in and basically called security to get me the heck out of there. And here I'm on their side, and I'm on their side. So they not only can't connect, in my view, and I'm being totally serious when I say this, I don't believe that the current leadership in oil and gas can connect with their industry, let alone the general public, Terry.
No, I agree. I don't even know who they can connect with. And I've spent a lot of columns yelling at our Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers, CAP, which is the equivalent of the U.S. American Petroleum Institute. It's like, where are you people? Why aren't you explaining reality? Why aren't you effectively like making a real effort to connect with people? There's two unbelievable examples that came out of the U.S. About a year ago, the heads of the super majors got hauled on the carpet before a congressional committee of Democrats, of course, and they took a pasting there in their chairs. They got all sorts of insults hurled at them, and they just sat there and they had almost nothing to say. It was the most hideous thing. It's like you're saying, they're just like, it's like they're aliens listening to this messaging, and they don't know where it's coming from, and they don't get it, and they don't want to hear it. And then you had Jamie Dimon in this banking sector that a couple of weeks ago, he was in front of a Democratic committee who was outwardly hostile and very hostile towards the fossil fuel sector. And I can't remember which one of the Democrats on the panel was like going down the line of bankers saying, will you agree to stop funding fossil fuel projects? And they all said no, but Jamie Dimon said that would be the road to hell for America. And he got beat up for that, of course, but it's like that's the kind of frank talk that has been that no one in the oil patch is willing to actually stand up and say something, or even like to get into these consequences. They're always talking about how good they are, like, oh, we're here for the security supply, don't worry, we got everything covered. But you're losing the war, and I don't even know what battle you guys are fighting, but it's something in your head that doesn't exist in the real world. So
personally, I'm starting to find it extremely insulting, because a lot of the stuff that a lot of us were talking about 5 to 10 years ago, they're now getting government money to educate you and I on those things. And it's really sadistic and insulting. And
it is.
Yeah.
We were discussing this 5 years ago, Jason. So,
and yes. By the way, and being blackballed and told we're crazy and everything else. And we were actually just trying to have a civil conversation. That's the part that blows me away, is when for a lot of this, trying to have a civil conversation, it all of a sudden you find out you're in an argument. You're like, whoa, when did this happen? When the heck did I thought we were trying to, I thought we were all friends here. What's going on? I just thought I'd bring this up, this real life occurrence that happened to me. Anyway, but well, we've only got about a minute left here. I'm looking at the clock, so we better get a plug in for your book and all this other stuff. So we got to have you back, man. We got to start making this a monthly occurrence here, especially as we go into this new world. Because, you know, let's be honest, you know, the energy industry is connected. We are the North American union, really, at the end of the day, because the borders, whether it's Mexico or Canada, the trade is pretty open. So how can people help you with your business and buy your book and stuff like that?
Oh, it's very kind of you. But I'll just second that first. The cross-border flows of oil and natural gas between Canada and the U.S. in particular are incredible. We send stuff your way, you send stuff our way, and it's the best relationship in the world. And I support anything to do with my American friends. And my book is called The End of Fossil Fuel Insanity. It's the best thing you'll ever read. Just kidding. But it's not bad. And it's available at Amazon.com and I think Barnes & Noble also. Read the reviews. People love it.
We will have all the links available at the show page at thecrudelife.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Terry Edom, Canada's greatest export. You can catch him at the BOE Report, as well as Public Energy Number One, as well as multiple book locations to purchase it, like Amazon.com. Clearing the Air and the Fossil Fuel Insanity, Mr. Terry Edom.
To listen to the full-length interview with Canada's greatest export, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Terry Edom, go to thecrudelife.com. We have other exclusive interviews as well at thecrudelife.com. Coming up next, we travel down to the Permian, where Sarah Stogner has started a brand new series on TikTok documenting zombie wells. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to The Crude Life Week in Review.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
Who wants to save up to 90%? Well, you can at MyPillow right now for a limited time with their overstock sale. Get your holiday shopping done today with these incredible savings. Check it out. My slippers save $90 regularly, $139.98 on sale for $49.98 with the promo code Otis. Single bath towels save 50% with the promo code Otis. Women's sleep shirts regularly $59.98 on sale for $11.99 with the promo code Otis, plus much, much more with this huge clearance sale at MyPillow. Go to the website MyPillow.com, click on the radio specials, use the promo code Otis, or use the telephone 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Up to 90% off at MyPillow right now if you use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
It takes an industry to build a forest. Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life. Did you know about half the trees planted in the last 20 to 30 years have died within the first year? Lack of watering, transplant shock, special interest groups, poor growing conditions are just a few reasons it takes an industry to build a forest, and that is exactly what the industrial forest does. Sustainability sheds, critical pipeline systems are implemented to ensure the forest survives and absorbs carbon for decades to come. It takes an industry to build a forest. If you're interested in sustainable forests, growing industry jobs, check out theindustrialforest.com. That's theindustrialforest.com.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
Yeah, I mean, that's what love is. Like, that is
Who am I that I would push back? Is that the loving thing you made a bit for me to lie in?
Here today in Odessa, Texas, live, we at the Distribution Now warehouse. I've got the mayor of Odessa on with me, Javier Hoven. How are you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you coming down and be a part of this grand opening, this ribbon-cutting celebration here that we have at Distribution. Distribution Now. The collective we.
Yes.
Odessa. We have the mayor of Midland, Patrick Payton. He's here as well. He's going to join us after this. But the last time I was here was during the Permian International, the Permian Basin International Oil Show.
Yes.
And folks, I didn't bring it, but the mayor presented me with a gift. It was a bobblehead in my likeness, and I have a gift for the mayor today.
Awesome.
This here is a bit of Bakken crude.
There we go.
So this is a true story here.
Uh-huh.
This was given to me by 9-time world arm wrestling champion Alan Bowne.
Wow.
He's won an arm wrestling champion with his left hand and his right hand.
Man, ambidextrous.
7 times, and since then, he's won it 2 more times since he's given this to me.
Man.
This was pumped out of the ground after 3 million years.
Wow.
Put directly into a glass apparatus. That glass apparatus put into this plastic apparatus, and now it is given to you. So,
gosh, I appreciate it.
This went directly from the ground to there.
They put it in the man cave.
No refining.
Put a caution. Don't drink.
No nothing. And if you take a look at this in the camera, from a distance, it looks like a murky green. And as you get closer in the light, you can see it's amber. It's an amber color.
Oh, yeah, I do see that. Yeah.
It's very interesting. So the Bakken, the reason why it's so world-class, sought after, this is right out of the ground, and you can actually put this into a diesel apparatus, like a third tier. Mm-hmm. It'll smoke like crazy, but it'll work. It'll work. So there's it's a wet gas, sweet crude refining. So just kind of the PSA there for a little bit on that. So let's talk a little Odessa here for a second. How you been doing?
Man, we're doing great. We're doing real good.
Big facility. We spent an hour trying to tour it. We didn't finish the tour, so it's even more to see after this. But talk about what type of milestone this is for your community.
You know, basically we're retooling the Halliburton facilities back into distribution, a regional distribution. You know, the old industry is retooling itself, you know, since we have a downturn, things of that nature, inflation. So, you know, you see the creativity of what, how you have to survive. This regional facility will be supplying, this will be the nerve center for the entire Permian Basin into New Mexico to resupply the satellites, you know, for providing, you know, fittings, valves, things for that nature in the oil field. This is exactly, since I've come on to City Council of Mayor, what we've talked about, how we need to support our service industry. We're not king of taking out minerals out of the ground, but we are keen in the supply services, and this is a unique way that we're supporting these, you know, mid to small companies to be able to support them with economic development dollars to create and bring service people into this area. This is exactly what we're built for. This is exactly what we've been talking about, and this is our first to be able to do this.
I'm going to ask you about water in just a second, but first I want to talk about what a very smart man who's much more intelligent than me, and I do respect his opinion, told me 5-6 years ago. He said, Jason, he said, the numbers say 70% of the drilling over the next 20 to 30 years is going to come out of the Permian. Mm-hmm. And I took a step back and I thought, 70%? Because, you know, here I am up in the Bakken and we're bragging left and right and we got national media there. And then I'm thinking, well, the Eagle Ford. What about the Haynesville, you know, all these other shale plays? And he said, just go ahead and do the research yourself. So I did. The tea leaves seem to have that trend. Well, you're the mayor. You oversee a lot of different moving parts. We're going to talk about water in just a second here, but the economic development, the infrastructure, talk about that, because you guys really seem like you are prepared for this concentration of the oil and gas industry in the Permian.
We have been, and we've always been so. The thing is that, you know, if we could get this administration, you know, to stop battling what we are dealing with, you know, the thing is that we have a $4 million barrel a day gap for the reason of what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. The thing is that we're going now, going down to Venezuela, where this administration is now trying to deal with Iran. OPEC won't deal with it for the reason is that it's just insanity. The thing is that we were providing 5 million barrels a day. But the thing is that we can do that again. It's not going to happen overnight. But the thing is that there is a battle with the administration in the old industry, and it's, and here's the episode. Today we're announcing how the Biden administration is putting so many tax incentives that help the old industry, for the reason is that it's self-financing. So the thing is that, you know, Washington's battling us, but we are capable to do it. We've done it. We've proven that we can do it. And, you know, there's plenty of water down on the ground. We've even found ways to find environmentally to be able to clean that water. Right now, we're even finding ways to reclaim produced water for drinking water. You know, the thing is, there's no more time to test. I know Mayor Patrick Payne was talking heavily about it this morning. But this is the creativity that we have out here in West Texas, what we can do in all aspects of our economy that will basically make the United States independent when it comes to energy. Thing is that we don't have an administration that recognizes that. But here in West Texas, we do, and that's one thing that we continue to strive and to push. And this is why, you know, you see distribution now, that this is where they want to be.
I'll never forget the interview I had with the mayor of Dickinson, North Dakota. They're on the interstate right on 94, mm-hmm. and right on the edge of the Bakken. They've got rigs there,
yeah.
But they're about an hour and a half from the heart, maybe 45 minutes, something like that. And very popular. If you're on a major artery, mm-hmm. and you've got an airport, you're going to get the population. Not necessarily the heart is, but, you know, a lot of the, I call it the, you know, the suburbs, if you will. Yeah. In our neck of the woods, the Minnetonka. That's a Minneapolis joke, yeah. There. So anyway, Dickinson, the mayor, he goes, Jason, we'd love the growth, but we can't put one more shovel in the ground until we get a pipe from the water treatment plant out to this area. Yeah. And I was like, so this is a PSA interview. Okay, yeah. Then. How is your infrastructure? You got roads, you've got power lines, you've got Tesla stations trying to get in, you've got poop pipes trying to get in, you've got, you know, all kinds of water pipes, recycled water. That's a big part of it.
Yes.
The innovations that are coming in, that's a big part of it. So I mentioned the Tesla stations. That is part of it, actually, because part of these infrastructures are coming, whether we like it or not. Yeah. So talk to me about whether it's the water or the roads or the infrastructure. Are you guys prepared?
Yes, we are, and we're investing in that. You know, right now, we've already put in financing for two major water and sewer running north and south on the east side of Odessa. It's already been paid. One of them, we were able to bring $15 million under budget. And so there's money there that we've put in place without really increasing the tax, the burden on the taxpayers. This area right here, over a decade, we wind up bringing in water. We need to go back east to be able to do that. This is a really great investment because it really shows that there's interest in West Odessa. We are now in the discussion phase and finalizing over $100 million capital investment into the city of Odessa, where we're going to run fiber in throughout the entire city limits. And so the thing is, it's not going to cost us. They're actually paying us $1 per connection on a monthly basis. The potential there are in the thousands monthly and the millions over the maturity of the mm-hmm. whole investment. This is something that we're going to be bringing here in the next couple of weeks. The one challenge that we're looking at is broadband. And the challenges there, I've discussed with AT&T. We have a company out of Midland that wants to do it. They have a lot of challenges out in West Odessa, which is a huge, huge problem. The thing is that they're running into a lot of infrastructure problems. Encore has to be able to renew all their lines, AT&T. This is all a cost to the fiber company that's doing it. Those are challenges out in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Water, we just made an investment of $95 million to be able to renew our water treatment plant, and then we'll be looking at about another $100 million for our sewer plant. The uptick in sales tax that's going on in the area is going to really help to offset that cost.
To listen to the full-length interview, check out the website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Don't go anywhere, folks. We have more exclusive interviews and content coming right around the corner. My name is Jason Spies, and this is The Crude Life We Can Review.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
Who wants to save up to 90%? Well, you can at MyPillow right now for a limited time with their overstock sale. Get your holiday shopping done today with these incredible savings. Check it out. My slippers save $90 regularly, $139.98 on sale for $49.98 with the promo code Otis. Single bath towels save 50% with the promo code Otis. Women's sleep shirts regularly $59.98 on sale for $11.99 with the promo code Otis, plus much, much more with this huge clearance sale at MyPillow. Go to the website MyPillow.com, click on the radio specials, use the promo code Otis, or use the telephone 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Up to 90% off at MyPillow right now if you use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
It takes an industry to build a forest. Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life. Did you know about half the trees planted in the last 20 to 30 years have died within the first year? Lack of watering, transplant shock, special interest groups, poor growing conditions are just a few reasons it takes an industry to build a forest, and that is exactly what the industrial forest does. Sustainability sheds, critical pipeline systems are implemented to ensure the forest survives and absorbs carbon for decades to come. It takes an industry to build a forest. If you're interested in sustainable forests, growing industry jobs, check out theindustrialforest.com. That's theindustrialforest.com.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town, and some other
other people. Welcome to the Crude Life Morning Show. Play hard, work hard. My name is Jason Spies, joined with Sean Forbes, the sexy, sophisticated Sean Forbes, wearing sophisticated outfit today.
Thank you.
Yep. Joined with Yale Preston with I Ain't Jack Productions. But he's wearing a Nesset Consulting. I'm sorry, Nesset. They dropped Consulting.
Right.
So Nesset. What's, first of all, the representation relationship of Nesset while you're wearing the either
sure.
that or you're a big fan.
Both, actually.
Yeah, that goes hand in hand.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to be a fan of Nesset Consulting.
Totally. So she must be doing some work with you then.
Yes. Well, I'm actually an oil field consultant for Kathy Nesset and
That's
Nesset
what I
Consulting.
Thought.
Yep. And then my my side hustle is I Ain't Jack Productions.
Okay, so we just wanted to make sure there was mm-hmm. two different differentiations
right.
of that, because I did want to talk about the I Ain't Jack a little bit.
Sure.
That's a side hustle you mentioned. Talk about what it, I Ain't Jack is, the genesis of it, and what the services are, et cetera.
Well, I Ain't Jack Productions basically started out as a hobby. My wife and I and all of our friends, we like to do a lot of adventure sports. We skydive, we scuba dive, we rock climb, we ice climb. We windsurf, we wake surf, and we just thought that these would be, I mean, they're when you're like on the side of Devil's Tower in Wyoming, and you're looking out across the prairie from 400 feet off the ground, you just, it's like such an amazing vantage point. It's an amazing perspective on life, on the planet, and on just what it means to be alive. It's like we wanted to just share that. We thought photography would be a great way to do it. Videos would be a great way to do it. So we started sharing that on our Instagram.
There's an actual scientific word for that. It's the awe effect, the awesome effect.
Yeah.
And they talk about mountains and the Grand Canyon in the ocean as the first example that people can totally understand what that is that when your whole body just gets overtaken with the awesomeness of what you're witnessing.
Right.
So I can imagine climbing Devil's Tower or something like that. You'd be like, whoa,
Jason,
I am an
that's
ant.
A brilliant perspective.
Yeah.
The other time I've really felt that awesomeness, small feeling of being a tiny human in a big, huge place.
Yes.
And I don't know, something about that just making you seem such a small part of this giant thing going on just provides meaning somehow. And really the first time I've ever felt that was we were on a dive in the Cayman Islands, and we went over a wall, and we were down at, I don't know, about 100, 115 feet. And you just swim out in the wall, and you swim out away from the wall, and all of a sudden you're over 6,000 feet of water, and you just feel the massive
vulnerable is what I would feel.
Yes, you're vulnerable.
Yes,
you lose perspective of everything. You're like, this place is vast. It's absolutely vast, and I am just a speck of this amazing thing that's going on around me.
Yeah,
and a similar thing in Hawaii, because when you were talking about the
yes.
awesome effect and being a speck and all these things, I had that with a whale. The first time I saw a whale.
Mm-hmm.
I was 50 feet from that whale.
Yeah.
And that thing, I was afraid. Like, that thing could take us out if it wanted to at any time. And I was on a boat with several hundred people, so this was not a small boat.
Mm-hmm.
But all I could think of is, yeah, that whale could just take us out at any time it wanted to. And, again, perspective, awesome effect, and vulnerable.
Yes.
Yes.
One time I felt what you're talking about
yes.
is I was on a flight on 4th of July. And, you know, when you're on an airplane, you look down and you see houses,
yes.
hundreds and thousands of houses. So that's one perspective to make things seem really small is when you're up in the air.
Absolutely.
But flying on 4th of July and seeing little fireworks displays everywhere, it was incredible. But, yeah,
wow.
I felt what you're talking about. Like, we're very small compared to everything, right?
Yeah, and that's just an amazing part of being a human.
Yeah.
As we're here for a brief time on this amazing place, and I think another time that you really notice that we've climbed a lot of all the major objectives in Washington State, but there's one on Washington's Pass. It's called Liberty Bell.
Okay.
And it's about 1,000 feet or so, but you're up on the side of that and you camp out at night on the side of the cliff.
Oh wow!
And it's just. It's incredible to be surrounded by nothing and just this rock face.
That sounds terrifying.
And you just spend the day with the earth in your hands and gravity in your face.
That's amazing. Have you ever done a 14er? in Colorado?
No, I've done four. I've done Mount Rainier, which is over 14,000 feet.
Okay.
But that one's different than Colorado 14ers. It's got Himalayan style glacier problems on it.
Oh.
But
yeah.
So, but yeah, I've been over. I think 14. What is it? 14,410 is Mount Rainier.
Okay. Well, come on to Colorado this summer.
I would love to.
And do one with me. I did one 2 years ago. I did Mount Elbert, and that was, I think it's the highest one in the state.
Okay, I'm taking you up on that.
But not that one. I don't want to do that one again. We'll do a different one.
Okay. You pick it, I'll flick it.
Okay. We'll do it.
Good transition into June, the month of June. And at the Crude Life, we like to do a different theme each month. March, for example, was Women's History Month, so mm-hmm. we featured a different woman in industry mm-hmm. every day of the month.
Sure.
April, Keep America Clean Month, so we featured companies that were doing ESG or they were planting trees or mm-hmm. maybe had Meatless Monday in the cafeteria, whatever it might be, you know. May, by the way, we're doing events and barbecues and industry events. Barbecue bravado and trade shows is what we call it. In June, it's oil and water do mix. So I'm interested in your perspective because the idea behind oil and water do mix is take a kayak. Well, they used to make kayaks out of animals mm-hmm. and trees and things like that. And, you know, when you go underwater and you have a snorkel on, well, that thing's made out of petroleum products.
It is, indeed.
To listen to the full-length interview, check out the website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. That's going to do it for today's The Crude Life Week in Review. We will be back next week at this time on this radio station. We'd like to thank you once again for joining the conversation. All these exclusive interviews are available in their entirety at thecrudelife.com. From the staff here at The Crude Life Week in Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking each and every one of you to remember, we are all energy, and all energy has a purpose. With that, make it a fantastic day.
I see that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because you could love somebody like you. They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, still won't regret this time that I spent. Sad to be behold, nothing you could do would make me go. We'll let the world judge what they don't know. Giving me a heartbeat, making me never want to leave.
Who wants to save up to 90%? Well, you can at MyPillow right now for a limited time with their overstock sale. Get your holiday shopping done today with these incredible savings. Check it out. My slippers save $90 regularly, $139.98 on sale for $49.98 with the promo code Otis. Single bath towels save 50% with the promo code Otis. Women's sleep shirts regularly $59.98 on sale for $11.99 with the promo code Otis, plus much more with this huge clearance sale at MyPillow. Go to the website MyPillow.com, click on the radio specials, use the promo code Otis, or use the telephone 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Up to 90% off at MyPillow right now if you use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life is sponsored in part by...
It takes an industry to build a forest. Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life. Did you know about half the trees planted in the last 20 to 30 years have died within the first year? Lack of watering, transplant shock, special interest groups, poor growing conditions are just a few reasons it takes an industry to build a forest, and that is exactly what the industrial forest does. Sustainability sheds, critical pipeline systems are implemented to ensure the forest survives and absorbs carbon for decades to come. It takes an industry to build a forest. If you're interested in sustainable forests, growing industry jobs, check out theindustrialforest.com. That's theindustrialforest.com.